Visual artist George Gittoes is known for chronicling war zones across the world and providing a space for culture to flourish through his involvement in art communities around the world. A new documentary, Yellow House Afghanistan, focuses upon the longevity of the Yellow House in Jalalabad. Stephen Hill asked George Gittoes to describe the genesis of the Yellow House and the struggle to keep it open.
Well, the Yellow House came about not because we thought of it. I made the film Miscreants of Tullywood that you can get on SBS On Demand about 16 or 17 years ago. And as a result of that, it was very anti-Taliban. A letter was sent to the Australian embassy in Islamabad offering to cut my face from my body, not my head off, just my face from my body. And, so it took a lot of courage to go to Afghanistan because they're connected with the Taliban in Pakistan. And I did it because the artistic community came and saw the work I'd done in Pakistan from Jalalabad and said, we've got nothing. We've got no art school. We've got no film school. We're teaching ourselves all of these things. Can you come and help us?
So the film continues your champion of art as a means of overcoming conflict and promoting connection on a human level. In Afghanistan, this must be a challenge requiring the building of relationships in the local community. Can you talk a little bit about how you're able to negotiate to ensure the Yellow House continues to remain operational?
When the Americans withdrew, it was so chaotic and everyone thought that the Taliban taking over may mean that the Yellow House could not continue. But it's all about giving. And how I first came to Afghanistan was not to do the Yellow House. Went there in the 90s after the Russians had left, and they'd left landmines everywhere. And I worked with Australian D-miners to help get rid of the landmines, document it, and create a program to teach children and other people how not to handle landmines and lose their arms and legs. And that's how I really learnt the language, you know, interviewing many mine victims. And I even had a letter from Mullah Omar, who invented the Taliban, telling me that I was cool. One of the most dangerous generals, you see this in the film too, he fought the Americans, and he was like number three on their list after bin Laden that they wanted to kill. We got a message from one of the young Taliban. He was coming one day, and we didn't know what was going to happen with him because he was like a fighting man, notorious. And he said about eight bodyguards ahead to make sure that we didn't have guns and that we were okay and we weren't going to try and assassinate him. They lent their guns on the walls. We put carpets on the lawn and in the garden, and he came with about 30 of his men. You can see them all sitting around the garden, and they had a great time. And then at some point he looked at me and he said, you know, we have a culture of honouring the guest, but if we find the guest is betraying us, we kill them. And that was a bit of a warning. But now we've got just super endorsement from every level and everywhere with the Taliban. It has been scary and has been difficult.
You've been also been involved in helping to establish a film industry in Afghanistan.
Yes. All of our work at the Yellow House came about because we'd made Pashtun language films in Pakistan. So that's where it started. And they had self-taught themselves to make films in Afghanistan. Majru, who's the head of the film society, invited us there for that first meeting. And a lot of things they just didn't know about filmmaking. So we're running a film school and it's ongoing. And they use our equipment, our cameras, our editing equipment, and our editors show them how to use computers. We partly did it because there are these cultural problems, particularly with women, that everyone knows about with the news. So we thought, you can't change that culture with a gun like the Americans thought they could and the Russians thought they could. So we made films featuring women. Like, we made one called Talk Show, where there's a woman who has a talk show, like Oprah Winfrey in Afghanistan. That would have been impossible. But now that's happened. We're worried that men buy films, and they're only buying action films from Pakistan and India, from the CD shops. So we got a whole tribe of ice cream boys to sell them with ice cream, so mum could put her money over the fence and sit down with the kids and watch one of our films. And it brought about social change. You know, we really know that women who come and thank us who are now working on Afghan television.
Filmmaker and visual artist George Gittoes speaking there with Stephen Hill. And Yellow House Afghanistan will be screening at the Dendi Newtown on Sunday, September 14. George Gittoes will be there to answer your questions.